with us, Brad. Chip's on the phone.
Okay. Chip McCabe, yes, we've talked with him before,
yep.
Director of Marketing at the Hartford Business Improvement District, and this is all about what's going on, Christmas time, winter time, work and school. Chip, good morning, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I know you are. I read a lot about you and the marketing that you're doing, and Hartford is a little different than it used to be, isn't it?
Just a little.
So what do we have here, Chip, about the winter events happening over the next couple of weeks for folks that are on break from school and work? What can they go see?
Correct. So we have a post up on Hartford.com now, just a little guide for you guys for, because we all know nobody works or goes to school this last week of the year, right?
Hey, we're here. So wait, you and I are here, and Brad's here.
Well, I'm working. You
yeah,
guys
we're
are
all
here.
Working.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
We must be low on the food chain then.
Yeah, no, we're just important. We're too important to take the time off, Chip.
I like that even better.
What do you got?
I'm going to have 3 days off, though,
yeah,
I'll tell you.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, first and foremost, don't forget there's still free ice skating in Bushnell Park through January 2nd at Winterfest. And if you don't know how to skate, that's fine. Every Saturday, they do an all-ages learn to skate. Mm-hmm. Adults more than welcome. So you can get out there and look foolish with other people who don't know how to skate.
Okay.
That would be me too.
Me too,
I need the
yeah.
cones as well.
Yep.
There are two Hartford Wolfpack hockey games coming up on December 29th and 30th. So you have two nights in a row where you can go watch some awesome hockey action.
Mm-hmm.
I'd also like to point out that CT Comedy Theater has two events coming up on December 28th and December 30th. And that Sunday afternoon show on the 30th is an all-ages family show. And if you're looking for that last-minute holiday gift, tickets to a CT improv event would be perfect. There's also tons of live music coming up next week at Black Eyed Sally's and Arch Street Tavern and Infinity Hall. And then it caps all off with First Night on New Year's Eve, which is always one of the best nights of the year. Fireworks, ice skating, live music, tours of historical buildings, you name it, they've got it this year.
You know, I tell you, Hartford is starting to come back, and there are a lot of young people who are moving into Hartford. Some of the beautiful buildings that were built are all putting up folks like that now, and it's just growing. You've seen it
Agreed.
All the time, too.
And there's more continuing to be built. Don't forget down on Front Street next to Arch Street Tavern.
That's right.
They've got that new complex that's going up, which looks gorgeous. I can't wait for that to be finished. So, yeah, there's more and more opportunity for people to come live in downtown Hartford and enjoy everything it has to offer.
And as far as things that may project into the new year, for the new year holiday, Chip, what else do you have?
Well, so for the new year, we are actually looking to take our outdoor music series that we do on Pratt Street and mm-hmm. Constitution Plaza and move it indoors this winter.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, next time we speak, I'll actually have dates and lineup for you for an indoor lobby music series that we're going to be doing.
Wonderful.
Where we're going to have free music in different lobbies all across downtown, you know, places like City Place and the train station and places that have nice big open spaces with good acoustics.
Nice. All
That's
right.
That's terrific.
All right.
That's terrific. Well, again, Chris, it's always, or Chip, rather, it's always great talking to you. And things are changing. It's going to take a while, but things are changing. A lot of young people coming into the city, and a lot of things are blooming. So let's wish you all continued success.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it, and we appreciate your support.
Thanks, Chip. Appreciate it. Chip McCabe, Director of Marketing at the Hartford Business Improvement District. Brad.